Hi, this is Dr. Mary Young. Welcome to the audio version of my blog. Today's version is called Here an Angel, There an Angel. We went to the air show last weekend. It was a great day weather-wise, and the show was really exciting. The highlight for me, however, was an exchange that I had with my youngest son, Andrew. Because he anticipated the loud noise, my husband thought ahead to bring earplugs for each of us, which he distributed before we got out of the car. Once the Blue Angels were in full force, Andrew and I both put our earplugs on. These are the little foam chunk type of earplugs. You basically squish them to stick them in your ear, and then they expand to block out loud noise. However, you can still hear a fair amount going on around you. Well, most people can, but my hearing is not that great to begin with. A few minutes into the show, Andrew began talking to me about what was going on around us. I told him I couldn't hear him and he should wait. At that point, he pulled out one of his earplugs and he began to repeat what he had said. It never occurred to him that taking his earplug out made neither his voice or my ears sharper. A little bit later, he leaned in and he said, If you want to talk to me, you don't have to take your earplugs out. I can still hear you. Have I mentioned before that Andrew is in fact gifted? He has a high IQ and is especially strong in math and science skills. Seriously, he is. But he is also what I often refer to in a very loving tone as a dumb little kid. And as he continues to grow by leaps and bounds each day, it is this childlike silliness that I will miss the most as he matures. Jon Kabat-Zinn is responsible for one of my favorite quotes, which is, "Think of children as Zen masters in little bodies. They will teach you every lesson you need to learn in life." It would be hard for me to pick out the millions of lessons that my children teach me every day, which one of them is the most important, because I can certainly be a dumb adult. But the one I'm writing about today is of how important it is to be able to laugh at myself. I've spent a lifetime trying to be smart enough when, in fact, one of the things I find so endearing about my child is the places where he has not yet become smart like the world. It is an innocence so pure that it melts my heart, and it doesn't feel too badly when I apply it to my own inadequacies as well. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed today's post, I hope that you'll pass it on to someone else to enjoy. As always, I appreciate your time. Bye for now.